The reactions keep coming after this weekend's violence emanating from a large white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. People from Nazi sympathizers to hate speech advocates have been identifying under this moniker alt-right for years now. And Orange County has certainly seen its share of racist marches. But in the aftermath of Charlottesville, the pushback was swift. And in Orange County, too, a rally immediately following the attack to denounce the recently emboldened alt-right drew more than 150 people in Santa Ana over the weekend. There are other events that have happened or are happening today in Huntington Beach and Irvine, and this week, to be sure. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's with us now for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Talk about some of these counter rallies to something that happened across the country. I mean, all the way in Virginia.
It's happened for big events. Like after the massacre in Orlando, there was a big rally in Santa Ana. And this is a relatively recent development. I mean, I've been covering now Orange County for the OC Weekly for the past 15 years. And the only real rallies against such, you know, acts of violence only happened actually against the Iraq War. But now you're seeing a new generation of leaders, younger people. You're also seeing some of the older groups that literally wanted to be in the shadows of a very conservative Orange County, didn't want to come out as progressive. And now they're saying, like, we're not going to be in the shadows anymore, and we're going to go out there and be proud.
I want to talk to you about the changes that you've seen in your time in Orange County. You've been reporting there for a while, but you've also lived there for a really long time. How has Orange County factored into some of the racist and white supremacist talk in decades past?
Oh, I wrote a whole book about it.
Did you?
of course, Orange County, A Personal History. Go pick up a copy. Of course, Orange County birthed the modern day conservative movement, at least the movement, the Goldwater Revolution. He once made a joke that the only states he carried was Arizona and Orange County when he lost to Lyndon Johnson in the 64 election. President Reagan said Orange County is where all the good Republicans go to die. But then you have a lot of the fringe groups. You had the Institute for Historical Review, the largest Holocaust denying organization in the country, has been based in Newport Beach for a long, long time. And, you know, all this money and all this, you know, defense industry and suburbia created like this special kind of paranoid Orange County. But of course, interestingly enough, that's a different type of conservatism than what you have with the alt-right now. And also in Orange County, the alt-right hasn't been as big as it has been in other parts of the United States. And that to me has been a really interesting phenomenon as well. It's because I would argue that a lot of these young conservatives, they ultimately still want to be involved in electoral politics. And most recently, the chair of the GOP, Fred Whitaker, he denounced certain local Orange County people in the alt-right movement.
It's interesting to me because we use the term alt-right, and it's maybe not as easy to denounce something called alt-right as opposed to white supremacy or mm-hmm. Nazi sympathizers.
Oh, of course. You hear alt-right for the most people, and they don't really exactly know what it means. But even white supremacy, everyone should be denouncing it as well. But I actually thought one of the most amazing changes of events happened a couple of years ago when the former chair of the GOP, Scott Baugh, said we shouldn't call illegal immigrants illegal aliens, and we should actually call them undocumented, which to me, that's the type of stuff Mecha in colleges have been advocating forever. Now you have the chair of the GOP even having some sympathy. This is no longer Reagan or John Wayne's Orange County anymore.
What kind of changes, Gustavo, if any, are you seeing? You mentioned the changes, obviously, within the Republican Party. But as far as, you know, holistically in Orange County, what is different there than when you were growing up?
Orange County is getting a little bit more of a liberal heart. And honestly, I mean, it might sound almost condescending to say liberals coming out of the closet in Orange County, but I absolutely mean it. For a very long time, like, you really couldn't say, oh, I'm a progressive in Orange County without being mocked as a communist or an anarchist or whatnot. And really, if you want to see a long-term change, next year is going to be the 30th anniversary of the first ever gay pride celebration in Orange County. It happened in Centennial Park in the city of Santa Ana, and that was met with a lot of nasty protests against these LGBT folks, and it was historic. And now it happens every year in downtown Santa Ana, big, huge, family-friendly event, a long-term change.
Gustavo Arellano with today's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.